then was so simple.
人跟人之间的交往也非常的简单。
And the interactions between man and man is so simple.
以前哈、哦，小偷算是一个很大的社会的治安的问题呀、啊。
And before a thief is a major problem in society.
他今天小偷被抓了，几块钱以下那不用关。
But today, when they catch a thief, if the stolen item is under a certain amount, they don't need to go to jail for it.
小偷是小事情啊。
And thievery becomes a small matter.
我到阿根廷啊，那听一些弟兄啊，他们跟我说一些事情。
I went to Argentina, and there were some brothers who said these things to me.
啊，这个弟兄他们的朋友哈、啊，这个家里啊遭到小偷。
This brother's friend's home was burglarized.
啊，甚至于呢是被抢哦。
And they were robbed.
好，那现在呢，这个抓到啊，警察要去这个受害者啊，就去报案啊，同时也已经抓到啊抢匪还是小偷。
So the victim went to report this crime, and the police actually caught the thief.
所以必须要上法庭。
So they had to go to court.
所以这个受害者也必须要上法庭来作证。
So the victims also had to go to court to testify.
那法官就告诉这个受害者说了。
And the judge told the victim.
没关系嘛，你比较有哈，啊，你就一些给他啊，反正他有需要啊，你就一些给他，没关系嘛。
Don't worry, because it seems like you have a lot, so just share some of your wealth with this person.
所以我的意思就要说明啊，现在社会跟以前不一样啊。
So I'm just illustrating how today's society is different from the society of old.
今天的社会是很复杂，跟我们以前不一样，是超过我们所想象的之外。
And today's society is so complex that it is something that we cannot imagine.
今天的社会是一个非常竞争的社会。
Today's society is one that is very competitive.
我们的子女啊，他们以后要面对社会，要面对未来啊。
Our children, when they face society and the future,
我们不知道他们要怎么样过活啊。
We don't know how they will survive.
啊，现在已经很难找事了。
It's already very hard to find a job today.
啊，一个事情一个工作空缺啊，很多人在申请。
One opening or one job opportunity, many people are applying.
以前啊，读电脑啊，只要读两三个程式语言就可以去应征了。
It used to be that if you studied computers, all you need to know is two or three languages, and you can apply.
现在你要去找工作，你没有懂六七个语言以上，很难找事。
But now, if you go into work and you don't know six or seven languages, it's very hard for you to find a job.
以前呢，我们的主修科目是一个科目，你主修英文、主修数学，只要一个单一个主修，你就可以毕业，你就可以顺利找到工作。
And it used to be that you just had to have a single major, whether it's English or math, and you can easily find a job.
现在很多人需要两个 major, 两个主修。
Now people have to double major.
所以现在社会是很竞争也很复杂。
So today's society is one that is very competitive and very complex.
那我们的下一代更是。
And our next generation is even more so.
所以我们很有需要就依靠神啊。
So we have a dire need to rely on God.
我们就慢慢觉得祷告其实是很重要的。
And gradually we'll come to realize that prayer is very important.
可是很多时候问题啊，是说我们把这个祷告当成是一个名词哈，当成是一个口头禅、一个口号而已。
But many times we treat prayer as just a term, a slogan, or something that we say.
所以祷告很重要。
So prayer is important.
因此我们需要来学习但以理的祷告。
So this afternoon we will want to study Daniel's prayer.
当然圣经还有记载很多古圣徒的祷告。
Of course, the Bible also records many prayers of the ancient saints.
亚伯拉罕的祷告。
The prayer of Abraham.
摩西的祷告。
The prayer of Moses.
到了新约时代保罗的祷告。
In the New Testament, the prayer of Paul.
但是因为最近我们在读但以理书。
But because recently we have been studying the book of Daniel,
啊，因此我们下午就专注在但以理书里头他的祷告。
So today, this afternoon, we will focus on the book of Daniel and learn about his prayer.
那但以理啊，他为什么有祷告？
Why would Daniel pray?
那我们请看但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
但以理书第一章。
Daniel chapter 1,
verse
8.
但以理书第一章第八节
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8，
但以理却立志，不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacy, nor of the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
啊，那这里提到但以理啊，却立志。
Here we see how Daniel made a vow.
那为什么圣经不说但以理立志，为什么还要加上个却？
Why would the scripture says but Daniel？
哦，这个 but 为什么再加上一个副词要做什么
？Why did it include this but in front of the sentence？
那么意思就是说，一般的人呢没有立志嘛
？That is to say that most people did not purpose in their hearts。
啊，当时很多那些年轻人啊被抓到巴比伦了。
There were many young men that were captured to Babylon。
哦，从他们的故乡。犹大帝被抓到巴比伦。
They were captured from their homelands and came into Babylon.
我们想想啊，他们的故乡那个城啊，耶路撒冷城已经被敌军呢围困了一年多的时间了。
And think about it, their hometown, Jerusalem, has been under siege by the enemy forces for over a year.
你只要是冰箱里卖下的东西
，If you still have any food in your fridge，
啊，吃了一个礼拜吃完了啦。
You would finish it within a week.
你要再去 Costco 买东西吗
？Then you had to make a run to Costco to buy more food.
哎，可是啊，一出去一看，怎么城门被关了
？But if you go out, you will just discover how come the city gates are closed.
你说好，那我就从其他的路啊，其他从其他路去 Costco 买。
I will take another route, to another way to go to Costco.
啊，这边的关门，那边的关门呐。
But this door is closed and that door is closed.
Costco 肯定关门呐。
Perhaps Costco
有些东西卖光了
is closed because it ran out of merchandise.
啊 ，Costco 也是要从别的地方进口啊。
Because Costco still needs to import its goods from somewhere else.
它货进不来呀。
But its goods cannot make it into the store.
所以你就白跑啊。
So you made
冰箱还是空空的。
A trip in vain because your and your fridge will remain empty.
我们吃什么
？What are you going to eat?
你看当时啊，他们当时他们已经城已经被攻克了一年多啊。
At that time, their city has been under siege for over a year.
很多人呢被活活饿死啊。
Many people starved to death.
那些人呢、啊，就是包括但以理在内啊。
And these people included Daniel.
所以当时他们已经很久没有吃到食物了。
So at that time, many of them had not had a meal for a very long time.
啊，现在被抓到巴比伦。
Now they are captives in Babylon.
啊，放在王宫里头来培训他们。
They are placed in the palace to be cultivated.
啊，所以王也特别啊，留一些很好吃的东西啊，让他们吃啊。
And the king set aside some of his delicacies and very tasty things for him.
啊，包括猪肉，包括这个美酒。
And included pork and very tasty wines.
哇，美食在眼前。
And all this wonderful food before them.
我想很多人啊，叫狼吞虎咽，都赶快吃哦！哇，好久没吃过那么好吃的东西了。
I believe that many of them would just wolf it down because they had not had such good food for such a long time.
哦，美食在眼前是不吃白不吃啊。
Because when you have such gourmet food in front of you, it goes to waste if you don't eat it.
饿了那么久。
You have been starving for so long.
就很多人都吃啊。
So many people ate.
但是呢，但以理不一样。
But Daniel was different.
所以圣经才说但以理啊却立志。
So that is why the Bible says, but Daniel purposed in his heart.
他不以王的食物还有王的酒来玷污自己。
He would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank.
啊，这个要立志啊。
And he had to make a vow.
啊，立志他必须要受苦啊。
And in order for him to make this vow, this determination, he has to suffer.
他要求说，让我只简单的喝一些水就可以了。
So he requested that he have something simple.With water.
只要有水的话，我至少我的命能够保住。
As long as he has water, at least his life can be preserved.
但是神帮助他。
But God helped him.
他没有营养不良哎。
He did not become malnourished.
我们来看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
那个主办单位哈，主办单位便允许他们这件事，试他们看看哦，十天就只喝水十天。
So the program that executed this program, they tested him for 10 days.
意思就是说，十天只要是不行了，营养不良， 没办法，你们要赶快啊，补营养啊，不然我会被国王杀。
That is to say that within 10 days, if they show any sign of being malnourished, then they have to be quickly supplemented with nutrients. Otherwise, his life is on the line.
好，十五节。
Verse 15.
那过了十天呢、啊，见他们的面貌比用王膳一切少年人，你看用王膳很多少年人呢、啊、有用膳哦。
So here it says, at the end of 10 days, their features appear better and fatter than all the flesh of all the young men who ate the portion.
好，那他们呢，比这些用膳的年轻人呢、啊，更加俊美肥胖。
So all these young men, Daniel and their friends were better and fatter than them.
肥胖不是肥胖，说这脸色很光，很红润呢、啊。
And fatter is not a bad thing in this sense. It's more that they look healthier.
不但好看哦，而且呢，他们的智慧哈、啊、比别人更好啊。
Not only did they look better than other people, but they were wiser than others.
说让主办单位很放心。好，那你们就喝白开水吧。
So the program that administered this training program, they said, okay, then you can just drink water.
所以我们看但以理的例子。
So we see Daniel made this vow.
好，这种例子是很好啊。
And this type of vow is good for.
很多时候我们也是例子啊。
Because many times we also make vows.
我立志早上五点就要起床来祷告。
We set a goal for ourselves that every day I will wake up at 5 a.m.
起不来就用闹钟。
If I can't wake up, I will use an alarm clock.
好，试了三天以后。
After 3 days.
闹钟一响。
When the alarm clock rings.
啊，很累的，再睡吧。主耶稣啊，赦免我了。
I am so tired. Lord Jesus, forgive me.
下个礼拜再开始、啊、
I'll start this goal next week.
啊，等我睡好觉以后，下个礼拜重新开始。
After I have had some good sleep, I will start again next week.
所以很多时候我们也曾经立过志。
So many times we set goals for ourselves.
但是呢，立志啊，立不了两三天，一个礼拜，一个月就没了。
And we make many these resolutions, but after 2-3 days, we give up on them.
但是但以理怎么样使他的立志一直持续着呢？
So how did Daniel keep his resolution goes on so long?
就是他有一个祷告的生活了。
It's because he has a life of prayer.
用祷告的生活来激励他，来鼓励他，让他立志啊能够继续。
So using the life of prayer to encourage him, to compel him to continue.
好像当传道也是一样哎。
It's just like being a pastor.
哇，当传道说要为主耶稣牺牲奉献呐、啊。
Being a pastor, you have to sacrifice yourself and work hard for the Lord.
告诉大家，其实还是很容易的。
And it's very easy to say this.
有些时候要做也不那么简单。
But many times to actually do this is not that easy.
所以传道者也才需要经常祷告。
So that is why ministers need to constantly pray.
这种立志才能够持续呀。
Only then can this determination continue on.
不然但以理传道大家都是有血肉之躯、啊、
Otherwise Daniel, the ministers, all of us have a fleshly body.
请看提摩太后书第二章二十二节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
提摩太后书第二章二十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
提摩太后书第二章的二十二节。
Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
这里说你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee from also from youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这个你就是指着提摩太。
And this is calling Timothy to do so.
啊，当然，提摩太来比较保罗的话，他是很年轻的。
Timothy compared to Paul, he was quite young.
那年轻人有年轻人的欲望。
And as a youth, you have your ambitions.
啊，这个是每个人都有的经验呢。
And desires, and these are everything that every one of us have experienced.
但是怎么样来保守这个欲望啊，经常在主的允许的范围之内。
But how do you keep these desires within the Lord?
圣经并不是禁绝这些人类的正常的欲望。
And the Bible does not forbid natural desires of the human body.
而是要在主耶稣在神允许的范围之内来享受人的欲望。
But rather, you must enjoy these desires within the protection of the Lord Jesus.
那怎么样来逃避这些少年人的私欲，就是过度的放纵情欲的这种欲望呢？
So how do you flee from these youthful lust, which is when an overindulgence of these desires?
那这个也是要立志啊。
This is also something that you must make a vow.
那就是要下定决心呐。
You have to make a determination.
比如我下定决心，我要保守身心的清洁，身心的圣洁。
I make a resolution that I will keep my heart pure, and my heart pure.
那这种的立志是很好。
And this type of vow is a good one.
但是问题是怎么来持续？
But the question is, how do you maintain this?
那圣经告诉我们一个答案呢、啊，说叫同那清心祷告主的人。
The Bible gives us an answer. It is with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
所以最后的答案还是在祷告的。
So the answer is still comes back to prayer.、
啊、祷告能够激励我们经常追求圣洁。
Prayer can compel us to continue to pursue holiness.
那我们看看但以理他怎么祷告。
So let us see how Daniel prayed.
请看但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
但以理书第六章第十节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
但以理书六章第十节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
但以理知道这禁令盖的玉玺就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次。双膝跪在他神面前，祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home and in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks to God before his God, as was his custom since early days.
啊，这个时候，但以理啊，他碰上一个很大的问题挑战呢。
At this time, Daniel encountered a big problem, a challenge.
因为有人要控告他，
because someone wants to accuse him.
控告他是在控告他与神之间的关系的这种控告，
and want to accuse him of his relationship with God.
不是控告他做错事情啊，
and it was not accusing him of any wrongdoing.
啊，不是控告他贪污，
and is not accusing him of corruption.
还是他懒惰，
or that he is lazy.
不是啊，
no.
是控告他，哎，他一天三日祷告。
Accusing that every day, three times a day, he prays to God.
因为这是他的习惯呢。
Because this is his custom.
所以就是去控告他。
So they are accusing him.
那控告他，假如是控告成功的话，这个结果是怎么样呢？
And if the accusation is successful, what is that result?
那结果就是被丢到狮子坑里头啊。
The result is that he will be thrown into a den of lions.
啊，大家不晓得有没有摸过狮子头啊？狮子头，狮子有没有摸过？
I don't know if any of you have touched the head of a lion.
有摸过请举手。
If you have touched the head of a lion, please raise your hand.
不敢啊，对不对？为什么会被它咬死啊？比较快的。
You don't dare to because why? Because he will maul you to death.
很危险的啊。
It is very dangerous.
啊、哦，说没有人呐、啊、敢去接触啊，接近狮子的。
So nobody dares to come near a lions.
因为那是死路一条啊。
Because it is a sure way to death.
所以当时王的命令就是说，十天之内，假如有任何一个人向他们的神祷告，结果就是要被丢在狮子坑里头。
So the king made a decree is that if anybody bows to any a god for 30 days, except for the king, then he will be cast into a den of lions.
好，那现在假如我们是但以理的话
，So if we were in Daniel's shoes.
你还会再祷告有没有？三十天之内继续祷告。
Would you continue to pray within this 30 days?
我看他，要是我的话，我肯定想说，主啊，这三十天之内我不祷告，三十天以后过了我再祷告。
And I don't know about you, but I would think to myself, Lord, I will not pray for you in these 30 days, but after these 30 days, I will pray to you.
是不是合理吗
？Isn't this very logical?
那可能神说好了好了，那三十天以后你再来祷告。
And maybe God will say, okay, okay, you can pray to me after these 30 days.
但是但以理他不是啊。
But Daniel was not like so.
他一样照常。
He continued as he always did before.
他首先呢，就到自己家里，楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷。
So he went home, opened his window, toward Jerusalem.
那为什么要开向耶路撒冷
？Why did he have to open his window toward Jerusalem？
你们家的窗户有没有开向教会啊
？Do you open your windows at home toward the church？
我不知道教会是你们家的北边、南边、西边。
I don't know if the church is to your north, south, east, west.
他的窗户开向耶路撒冷。
He opened his window toward Jerusalem.
那大概有几个意义啊？
There are many levels of significance.
啊，因为在所罗门王的时代，他建造了圣殿。
Because in the days of Solomon, the temple was built.
那圣殿盖好了以后，
and after the temple was built,
所罗门王就祷告。
Solomon, King Solomon prayed.
他说：“主啊，假若我们做错事情啊
，Lord, if we commit any sin,
啊得罪了你
，and offend you,
啊但愿我们向耶路撒冷来祷告，求你赦免。
If we pray toward Jerusalem, may you forgive our sins.
所以向着耶路撒冷祷告，也就是一种在自我检讨啊的祷告。
So praying toward Jerusalem is a type of prayer.Of repentance and evaluation.
就是我们每天要祷告以前的同时，就是说啊，来看我今天做了哪些事情，是不是合乎神的旨意呀、啊、
？So and every day when we pray, we evaluate ourselves and think to ourselves, have we done according to what the Lord wants us to do?
哎，我今天是不是有说错话、啊、
？Have I said anything wrong today?
我今天是不是啊，在开车的时候啊，有人要插到我的前面去，让、啊、我跟他生气？我也不愿意让给他，跟他争吵。
Today when I am driving, someone wants to cut in front of me, and do I get upset and try to fight with them?
还是因为同事的一个不友善的眼光，那就惹我生气
？Or am I upset because of an unfriendly glare from a coworker?
那我们祷告的时候就是想一想啊。
So in our prayer, we reflect.
所以我们的心思哈，就是向耶路撒冷。
So our hearts and mind are toward Jerusalem.
就是检讨啊，简单的反省我们今天所做的事情。
So that is to evaluate and reflect upon our actions of the day.
我相信每一次祷告，大家都是一样嘛，哈。
I believe all of us when we pray, it's the same.
我们除了感谢神以外，是神啊，你求你赦免我的过犯呢、啊。
Not only do we give thanks to the Lord, we also ask the Lord to forgive us our sins.
因为主祷文里头也是有这一段嘛。
Because even in the Lord's Prayer, there is such a section.
啊，求神赦免我们的过犯，像我们赦免别人一样。
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
啊，所以我们就是要检讨我所做的是不是合乎神的旨意。
So we need to reflect on whether what we did is according to the will of the Lord.
那另外一个意义就是我的心呢、啊、是向着神。
Another level of meaning is that our heart is set towards God.
也就是说，祷告要专心呐、啊。
And that is that our heart needs to be focused.
啊，所以，我大概星期四哈，星期四，好像星我忘记正确日期，大概星期三、星期四哈，啊，打电话给一位姐妹。
So on last Thursday, I called a sister.
啊，这位老姐妹啊，我在跟她问安呐、啊，想要跟她问安呐、啊。
This elderly sister, I wanted to just to see how she was.
这个电话没有接。
But she did not pick up the phone.
啊，然后我就问她说：“哎，什么时候我打断给你，怎么没有接呢？”
And later on, I met her and said, "How come you don't pick up my calls?"
啊，她说：“因为我在祷告啊。”
And she replied, "Oh, because I was praying."
啊，她祷告不接电话。
When I'm praying, I don't pick up the phone.
她为什么祷告不接电话
？And why doesn't she pick up the phone when she's praying?、
啊、就是为了能够专心祷告。
And that is so that she can focus on her prayer.
所以任何事情能够帮助我们专心的、啊、都是好事情啊。
So anything that can help us focus on our prayers, it is a good thing.
那就是表示我们心呢、啊、是向着耶路撒冷，心是向着神。
And that means our hearts are set towards Jerusalem, set toward God.
因为有人跪下去以后
，because when some people when they kneel down,
啊，嘴巴念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣啊。
From their mouths they would say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
可是脑筋不晓得跑去哪里的。
But you don't know where their minds are wandering.
啊，有时候会乱跑啊。
Sometimes it will wander.
但是但以理呢，他是第一个啊，他检讨他自己今天所作所为是不是合乎神的旨意。
But Daniel, first he would reflect whether the actions he did that day and the thoughts he had were according to the will of the Lord.
然后表示他能够专心。
And second of all, he is able to focus.
然后呢，他一日三次祷告。
And he kneeled down and prayed three times a day.
就是经常性，经常。
And that means this is something he does frequently.
啊，不是偶尔。
It's not occasionally.
也不是有需要的时候才祷告。
And it's not only when he needs to.
说这个变成他一个习惯，因为圣经说与素常一样。
And this became something that he did
as usual.
Because, as usual, because it says as it was his custom since early days.
啊，这是一个好习惯。
So this is a very good habit.
这好习惯必须要养成。
Good habits need to be cultivated.
啊，必须要立志。
You need to make a resolution.
也是必须要靠着祷告的维持这种好习惯。
And you also need to rely on the power of the prayer to maintain this good practice.
啊，当然我知道很多弟兄姐妹有这种好习惯，有祷告的好习惯，有读圣经的好习惯。
And I know many brothers and sisters have this good habit of reading the Bible and also praying.
啊，所以我们要互相勉励，互相鼓励。假如还没有这种习惯的弟兄姐妹，那我们就要养成好习惯。
So we need to encourage one another and. And help one another. If there are members who still don't have these habits, we need to help them.
我经常因为圣经啊，圣经有时候我们在钱财上哈，啊，那奉献的话，好像是积钱财在天上。
And the Bible tells us that when we offer tithes, we are storing up treasures in heaven.
那我们祷告呢，也是积钱财在天上啊。
And when we are praying, we are also storing up treasures in heaven.
好，我们。已经 program 已经啊，把这些资讯都是告诉主耶稣了。
And we have already given all the information to the Lord Jesus Christ.
好像你要找工作，那你就先寄一些履历表啊。
It's just like when you are looking for a job, you would send out your resume first.
啊，可能这间公司现在不需要你呀。
Perhaps these companies don't need you at this time.
但是你的履历表、你的资料、个人资料已经在公司了。
But your resume, your personal information is already at the company.
到时候公司需要的话，他说一看，哇，某某先生啊，哎，有这个履历表，好，啊，那就请他来面谈。
And the time when there's an opening, the company would say, look through the files and say, oh, there's Mr. So and So, we have your resume, let's invite him in for an interview.
那假设没有寄履历表的话
，But if you do not send your resume,
那就没有资料在公司里头啊。
There's no information in that company.
那公司有需要的话，他没有办法找到你啊。
And if the company has need, they cannot find you.
那一样的道理。
In the same way.
我们现在祷告就是为着明天以后的需要啊。
Today we pray it is for a need that we will have in the future.
我们现在就跟神建立好关系。
Now we establish a good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在神那边就有个人资料啊。
So in God's side, He has all our personal information.
哦，叶文泉弟兄啊，有这个需要，有这个需要。
Brother, has all this information.
怎么讲不出来呢？叶文泉呢、啊？你不认识叶文泉是谁
？Brother,
叶弟兄啊，就是有这个需要哈、啊，有这个需要，因为他祷告嘛，这个资料都已经建立在神的档案库里头啊。
Brother Ye Wenchun has all this information and it's in the files of the company and there is a need for him.
哦，到时候主耶稣一看，哎，好，哎，时间到了，就帮助他。
And later on, when the Lord Jesus says, "Oh, the time is right for me to help him."
啊，请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书六十五章。
Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书六十五章的二十四节。
Isaiah 65 verse
24. 65章24节。
Isaiah 65 verse 24.
好，大家一起念哈。
Let's read it together.
他们尚未求告，我就应允；正说话的时候，我就垂听。哎，你看，尚未求告，我就应允了。
Before they call, I will answer.
那神怎么知道啊？
How does God know?
因为平常做祷告了嘛，平常那些资料已经在神的手中了。
Because you have been praying constantly, so all your information is already at God.
所以我们不用祷告，神就知道了的。
So before we pray, God already knows.
因为平常已经有祷告了。
Because you have been praying usually.
神那边已经有资料了。
So God already has your information.
因此，但以理他一天三次祷告。
So Daniel prayed three times a day.
那现在这个时候，甚至需要神帮助的时候啊。
And at this time, it was a time that he needed the help from God.
因为王说啊，凡是向他自己神祷告的人啊、哦，都要被丢到石子坑里头啊。
Because the king decreed that whoever prays to their own god will be thrown into a den of lions.
那祷告也是我们基督徒一个特权。
And praying is also a privilege for Christians.
所以我们不能够放弃啊。
So we cannot forgo this.
好像唱诗也是一个特权呢。
It's just like singing hymns is a privilege.
我在唱诗的时候，假如我不唱，就是我放弃这个权利啊。
When we are hymn singing and I do not sing, then I have forgo my privilege.
唱诗祷告能够帮助我养成一个喜乐的心。
Because singing hymns and praying allows me to cultivate a heart of thanksgiving.
因为这是主耶稣的应许呀。
Because this is a promise from the Lord Jesus.
我们求告他的名。
We call upon His name.
奉他的名求什么，他就给我们。
And we ask for anything in His name, He will give us to us.
而且要把他的啊，主耶稣说要把我的喜乐放在你们的心里。
And the Lord Jesus says He will place His joy in our hearts.
所以奉他的名祷告，他就要把他的喜乐放在我们内心嘿。
So if we pray in His name, He will place His joy in our hearts.
说这是不是我们的特权呢、啊、
？So isn't this our right and our privilege?
那可以放弃吗？
Can you let go of this right?
当然不能够放弃呀。
Of course you can't let go of it.
所以我们祷告，认真祷告。
So we pray, we have to pray.
唱诗的时候认真唱诗。
And when we sing hymns, we have to sing diligently.
这是我们权利。
Because this is our right.
我们不愿意放弃任何一个权利。
And we will not let our right go wasted.
尤其是能够把主耶稣的喜乐、主耶稣的平安放在我们内心的任何一个机会。
Especially when this is an opportunity to place the peace and joy of the Lord Jesus into our hearts.
但以理他不愿意放弃机会的。
So Daniel did not want to let go of this opportunity.
啊，虽然王说啊，三十天以内不准任何人祷告。
Even though the king said nobody should pray to their gods within these 30 days.
那他请看回来，但以理书。
Let's turn back to the book of Daniel.
第六章。
For chapter 6.
第十节。
Verse 10.
六章十节
6 verse 10
他就双膝跪在他神的面前祷告感谢
And he knelt down on his knee three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God
还要报告感谢
And he gave thanks
那一般的人是在顺利的时候要说出感谢的话很容易
And many times, people, when they are, things are going smoothly, it's easy for them to give thanks.
啊，感谢主啊，让我找到工作啊。
Thank God, I have found a job.
感谢主啊，让我最近啊被提拔啊加薪水啊。
Thank the Lord, I have been promoted and I have a raise.
啊，感谢主啊，最近让我找到一间房子啊。
Thank the Lord, I have found a house, recently.
啊，让我买一部新车子。
Or you that thank the Lord that I am able to buy a new car.
所以在顺利的时候要感谢神很容易呀。
So when things are going smoothly, it is easy to give thanks.
但是在逆境的时候要感谢神就不简单。
But when things are not going so smoothly, it is hard to give thanks.
那才是真基督徒啊。
And when you are able to do so, you are a true Christian.
那才是真感恩。
That is true gratitude.
顺利的时候，每一个人都会说感恩。
Because when things are going smoothly, everybody can give thanks.
逆境的时候就不一定。
But when things are not going so well, it is not so sure.
但是但以理呢，不管在怎么样的一个情况之下
，But Daniel, no matter the circumstances,
就是在这种特别很恶劣、很险恶的环境之下
，Even in such a harsh and dangerous situation that he was.
祷告里面还是充满着感谢。
In his prayer, it is still filled with thanksgiving.
那我们可能不知道，感谢颂赞的本身就是一种能量。
And we may not realize, but giving thanks and praising the Lord is a source of energy.
我们看主耶稣啊，当时面对已经死去的拉撒路。
We see how the Lord Jesus, when he faced the Lazarus that has already passed away.
因为大家都希望主耶稣能够行神迹呀。
Because everybody was looking forward that God can create a miracle.
让拉撒路能够复活啊。
So that Lazarus can be raised from the dead.
当然，以人的方面来看，已经死了四天的拉撒路是不可能复活的。
But from a human standpoint, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. It is impossible to resurrect him.
所以对主耶稣来讲是一个很大的压力呀。
So for the Lord Jesus, this is a lot of pressure.
但是主耶稣怎么祷告呢
？But how did the Lord Jesus pray?
他的父神啊，我感谢你。
Oh Father, I thank you.
因为你已经听我的祷告了。
Because you have already heard my prayer.
可是当时大撒都还没复活啊。
But at that time, Lazarus was not raised from the dead yet.
我们敢说感谢主啊，事情还没找到，虽然是还没有找到工作，但是你就说感谢主啊，你已经让我找到工作了。
Do we dare pray even though we have not found a job yet? Thank the Lord, you have already given me a job.
哎，还没找到事啊。
But you are still unemployed.
还没有这个。公司的消息
You still have not received any word from any company.
你就发出感谢的声音
But you utter a thanksgiving to the Lord.
这个是真基督徒啊
This is a true Christian.
这个真的主耶稣的跟随者
And this is a true follower of Christ.
那主耶稣也是这样子祷告啊
Because this is how the Lord Jesus prayed.
事情还没有成就
The thing has not come to pass yet.
他先感恩
But he first gives thanks.
感谢主说主啊你已经听我了
Thank the Lord you have already heard me.
可能大扫路会在明天复活
Perhaps Lazarus will be raised tomorrow.
可能会在后天复活
or the day after.
反正有一天他会复活
But one day he will be resurrected.
结果主耶稣说起来出来
But the Lord Jesus says, "Arise, come out."
把绷带解开
take off his bandages.
拉撒路就复活了
And Lazarus was resurrected.
所以感谢会带来能力
So thanksgiving can bring power.
感谢会打动主耶稣的心。
Thanksgiving can move the heart of Christ.
啊，所以我们一定要多多的赞美神，感谢神啊。
So we have to constantly give thanks to the Lord and to praise Him.
虽然事情还没有成就
，Even though the situation has not been resolved，
这个才叫信心呢、啊。
This is what faith is.
这个才叫做倚靠神。
And this is what it means to rely on God.
这个才叫交托神。
And only this is.What reliance is upon.
所以但以理就是有这种心。
So Daniel had this heart.
就他的祷告跟我们可能很不一样。
So his prayer might be very different from ours.
那他请看但以理书第十章啊第六章。
Let's continue reading Daniel
十一节。
Chapter 6 verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
那些人就纷纷聚集啊，那些人就纷纷聚集，见但以理在他神面前。祈求啊，祈祷恳求。
And then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God.
所以我们看那些人啊，看到但以理怎么祷告呢？他是祈祷恳求啊，他是恳切的祷告。
How did these men find Daniel praying? He was praying and making supplications.
啊，这是别人说的，不是但以理自己说的。
And this is what other people said. This is not what Daniel was.
是那些想控告他的人看到但以理，哎。怎么越祷告越大声呢、啊、
？And these are the people who wanted to accuse him and say, "How come he is praying so loudly?"
你看他还在不怕我们知道的样子的。
It's like he is not afraid for us to find out.、
哦、有些时候我们祷告不好像很不好意思，尤其我们这种祷告方法。
Sometimes we may be embarrassed to pray, especially the way that we pray.、
啊、这次小弟到巴西去协助圣工的时候
，This time when I assisted the holy work in Brazil,
他有间教叫做福斯教会。
There is a church called Fus.
Fus. Fus.
Fus.
Fus. 哎呀，大概 Johnny 你就知道哈，福斯。桥头那里哈。
Johnny would know. It's Fus.
啊，那里呢就有三位弟兄啊，他们要接受洗礼呀。
And there were three brothers that were receiving baptism.
那我们就到那个水库哈的上游那边梳洗。
So we went to the bank of the on top of a reservoir.
啊，水库那里哈是，听说是好像有保护了啊，普通的应该是不能够进去的。
And this is part of a dam that was part of a reserve area, so most people can't go in there.
啊，因为那里哦是一个洗礼很好的地点呢、啊。
But it is a very excellent place for baptisms.
风平浪静。
Because it's very calm,
而且它那个水已经那个湖底有整理过，所以不会有烂泥巴。
And the bottom of the reservoir is they have treated it, so it's not just rotten mud or.
好，那我们几个人我们大概四台车子的人就到了那个洗礼的地点。
So we the people in baptism went in four cars into the site.
啊，有一些人在那边钓鱼呀。
There were some people who were fishing.
啊，刚好来了两个警察。
And suddenly some police showed up.
那大家哎，怎么会有警察
So we were surprised. How come there were police there?
啊，但是警察知道我们要梳洗。
But the police knew that we were going to perform baptism.
所以他们也很友善。
So they were very friendly.
啊，事实上他们很友善。
And they are very friendly.
啊，他们反正站在那里要保护我们呢。
And they were standing there to protect us.
所以我们一群就是在他们隔壁在旁边祷告啊。
So we were standing next to them to pray.
啊，有一群在那边钓鱼。
And some people were fishing at the same time.
所以我们就不需要怕。
So we do not need to be afraid.
是我们的特权啊。
Because this is our privilege.
那我最近看一个网路哈，是在中国大陆哈，这个网路就说中国大陆那边有一间教会啊，他们在梳洗。
Recently, I saw something on the internet that means there is a church in China that is performing baptism.
哇，这个很多人去洗礼场啊。
So many people went to the baptism site.
好像在游行一样。
And it was like a parade.
啊，前面哦有两个青年哦，就拿着那个大牌子，真耶稣教会，好像在游行示威的那个牌子。
And there were two youths in the front of this procession that had a large banner that says the True Jesus Church.
那后面呢还有乐队在演奏，乐队我们的信徒啊，他们组成个乐队哈，穿白色衣服。
Behind them was a band that was made composed of members, and they were dressed in white and performing.
啊，就演奏那个赞美诗292首。
And they were playing hymn number 295 from the hymn book.
好，就这样一路一路走到洗礼场。
So this procession walked all the way to the baptismal site.
啊，所以就是不用怕。
So we do not need to be afraid.
但以利亚他是越祷告他越大声呢。
Daniel prayed the more Daniel prayed, the louder he got.
那为什么他会恳切的祷告？
Why did he pray and making supplications before his God?
因为现在是有关他生命的问题呀。
Because now he is in a situation of life and death.
因为他可能不久以后要被放到被扔到狮子坑里头。
Because he knew that not too long in the future he would be thrown into a den of lions.
我相信他没有求神说让这个灾祸免了。
And I believe that he did not ask the Lord, please take this disaster away from me.
因为但以利啊第十节。
Because verse 10 said.
但以利知道这禁令盖的预习就是不能够改变的了。
Because Daniel knew that the writing, the decree was signed.
所以他一祷告的话，他一定的结局是一定会被放在狮子坑里头。
And he knew that the law cannot be changed. That if he prayed, he will be thrown into the lion's den.
所以他大概求神说：“神啊，接他的灵魂吧。”
So he probably prayed to God, saying, "Lord, please accept my soul."
他只要能够讨神喜欢。
So, he can only pray to please God.
所以他是很恳切祷告。
So he prayed earnestly.
那我们看看恳切、恳切到底是什么意思啊
？What does it mean to pray making supplications?
有些时候名词呢，我们知道这个名词，但是呢，真正的意思呢，我们大概。也很难去形容。
Sometimes we know what the word means, but it's very hard for us to describe what it really means.
啊，请看《以斯帖记》。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra.
第四章第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
以斯帖记第四章第八节。
Ezra chapter 4, verse 8.
第四章第八节。
4, verse 8.
又要将所抄写传遍苏珊城，又要灭绝犹大人的旨意交给哈他格，要给以斯帖看，又要给他说明，并嘱咐他进去见王，为本族的人在王的面前恳切祈求。哈，以斯帖记第四章第八节。
Esther chapter 4 verse 8.
第四章第八节，所以这边呢有说到，在王的面前啊恳切祈求。
So here it says to pray earnestly before the Lord.
那为什么需要恳切祈求
？Why did he need to do this?
因为犹太人已经快要灭种了啦。
Because the Jewish people were about to be annihilated.
他们的生命可能要被杀了。
And their life was they were about to be killed.
所以大家都很紧张嘛。
So everybody was very nervous.
所以祷告特别恳切。
So when they prayed, they were praying very earnestly.
有的时候我们信徒祷告，有些时候是 有气无力啊。
Sometimes when members are praying, it seems like they are just going through the motions.
我可是呢，事情来临的时候，困难来的时候。
But when calamity strikes and there is a need.
我祷告就非常大声啊。
And they pray very loud.
啊，主啊，帮助我啊。
Lord, help me.
有一个弟兄啊，他的孩子啊，才四岁啊，就罹患血癌。
There is a brother who there's a child who is only 4 years old had a leukemia.
我那时候祷告特别恳切的。
So at that time he was praying very earnestly.
因为大难临头啊。
Because it is a great a disaster.
啊，感谢主啊，弟兄姐妹帮助他们祷告，整个教会的人帮助这个孩子祷告。
And many brothers and sisters prayed for this family, and also the entire church prayed for him.
啊，神就医治了这个孩子的血癌呀。
And the Lord cured this child's leukemia.
啊，感谢主，这个孩子现在已经二十几岁了。
And thank the Lord, now this child is 20-something years old.
所以在那个特别危难的时候
，So during this time of great danger,
那一个人就很自然就祷告特别恳切。
It is very natural for a person to pray earnestly.
当然，我们现在不需要等到那个时候了。
But we don't need to wait until this moment.
现在就可以恳切。
We can pray earnestly now.
但是我们怎么能够让自己恳切？
But how do we make ourselves pray earnestly?
那有人说哈，我们要把每一天哦都是当成最后的一天呢。
Some people say we need to treat every day as the last day of our lives.
今天就是我们人生最后的一天。
Today is the last day of our lives.
那我们怎么来对待我们的配偶啊
？So how can we face treat our spouses?
啊，怎么对待我们自己的家人
？How do we treat our family members?
啊，做孩子怎么对待我们的父母亲？
As children, how do we treat our parents?
我们要跟神啊说些什么话
？What will we say to the Lord Jesus?
哇，那个情形就不一样，那个心情是不一样的。
So the situation and our heart and mentality are entirely different.
所以自然就会很恳切。
Naturally, you'll become very earnest.
那圣经也是告诉我们的，时间宝贵，不要浪费光阴呢。
The Bible tells us that time is very precious and we should not waste it.
因为没有一个人能够掌管他自己的生命。
Because no one can has control over their own lives.
神在掌控啊。
God is in control.
所以哪一天呢？要哪一天是我们最后的一天，我们不知道。
So we do not know which day is the last day of our lives.
因为只能够每一天都很谨慎，每一天都是很战战兢兢的活在主的面前。
So we can only walk in fear and tremble every day before the Lord.
那祷告自然就会恳切。
And naturally, our prayers will become very earnest.
那假如认为啊，什么都没关系，这个没关系，那个没关系。
But if we think that, oh, everything is okay, this is okay, that is okay.
啊，什么都 I don't care.
Or say,
我不在乎，我不在乎。
Or you say, I don't care about this or that.
那神也不在乎啊。
God won't care.
啊，有一天呢，下落地狱，火在烧，还不在乎吗
？One day when you are burning in hell.Would you still not care?
啊，不要那个时候说还说在乎啊，我在乎啊，主啊，帮助我啊，已经太迟了。
Don't cry at that moment. Said Lord, I care at that moment because it is already too late.
所以现在啊，就开始就要像但以理一样啊，把这个祷告养成平常的好习惯。
So right now at this moment, we need to like Daniel and pray earnestly.
这祷告是生活中最主要、最重要的一部分呢。
So prayer is the most central and important part of our daily lives.
因此，我们养成祷告的好习惯。
So we need to cultivate this good habit.
啊，像但以理一样。
Just like Daniel.
那我们就能够享受祷告的好处。
Then we can enjoy the fruit of this prayer.
也就是患难中的平安。
And that is peace during times of disaster.
我们看第六章啊，但以理书第六章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 6.
但以理书第六章
Daniel chapter 6
第六章21节
21
但以理对王说愿王万岁我的神啊差遣使者封住狮子的口叫狮子不伤我因我在神的面前无辜我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事23节，那王就很喜乐，很高兴，吩咐人将但以理从坑里拿上来。于是但以理从坑里被吸上来，身上毫无损伤，因为信靠他的神。
Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up from out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no injury whatsoever, whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God.
大家请看28节。
Let's read to, verse 28.
如此，这但以理当大力乌王在位的时候，和波斯王古列在位的时候，大享亨通。
So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
哦，以上的经节只要是忘记的话，没有关系啊，至少要记住最后的这一句话。
And if you forget the previous verses, the most important part is at the end.
好，所以假如睡觉的话，以前睡觉都没关系，现在醒过来哈，已经快要结束了。And
if you have fallen asleep before, this is the time to wake up.
啊，今天呢最后一句话。This
is the last thing of today.
啊，这是祝福的话。This
is the words of blessing.
28节。Verse 28.
假如我们能够像但以理一样养成祷告的好习惯。If we can be like Daniel and cultivate this good habit of prayer.
那我们在大力乌王在位的时候，波斯王在位的时候，就是说，我们不管在任何一个情况。
And then in the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus, and that means no matter what situation we are in,
都能大享亨通。
We all can prosper.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
Uh,
411.